So we're not here to talk about whether there's a need for workforce housing or how badly it's needed. Our goal today is to talk about potential solutions. How can we accelerate the provision of workforce housing on the peninsula? So who wants to start us off?
Maybe I can start off and just sort of give my planning background context to this. Most of the official community plans that you'll see, Sydney's no exception, Central Saanich the same, all have policy language around encouraging different types of housing, including workforce housing. The province also has mechanisms around how that can happen. And I think that's really where the conversation in terms of what Peter's saying and finding solutions, I think that's what I would suggest is where the conversation really needs to start.
Okay. So, Jordan?
In terms of solutions, I mean, I think that I mentioned this to Peter, to you, and Dennis prior to when we commenced today. I think it's really important to, there's a process you have to go through, I think, which is first to define what it is you're seeking. So what is workforce housing, right? What is the definition of what it is you're seeking? The second thing to that is to have a clear policy statement from your elected officials and from the community to clearly communicate to the community, this is what we're seeking. But those two things in and of themselves are not enough. The third thing is that you need to actually undertake economic analysis and look at what are the ways in which we can actually achieve that, if we can actually achieve that, so that it can actually be executed upon. So to me, there's a few different ideas in terms of solutions. I think Dennis touched on, you know, some of the comments related to the province. You know, in my perspective, each town that or community that wants to see workforce and or affordable housing, however it be defined, they need to come to the table in order to be able to do that. And so that can be a variety of different considerations, financial contributions, it can be land contributions. But when you look at municipalities that have been successful in order to be able to generate the creation of attainable and affordable housing for workforce and others, it comes where there's a community that has done those steps and has decided that they're going to work collaboratively with other levels of government in order to actually execute upon them. So that's sort of a high level perspective.